Genesis 1:31. And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And there was evening, and there was morning, the sixth day. After God had thus finished all his works, he here speaks after the manner of one fatigued, as if he had said, "Behold, I have now prepared all things for man with all perfectness. I have prepared for him the heaven as his canopy, and the earth as his floor. His possessions and his wealth are the animals, with all the productions of the earth, the sea, and the air. The seeds, the roots, and the herbs of the garden are his food. Moreover, I have made man the lord of all these things, and he possesses the knowledge of me, his God, and the use of all the animals which I have created, all of which he can use as he will, with the greatest security, righteousness, and wisdom. Nothing is wanting. All things are created in the greatest abundance for the sustaining of animal life. Now, therefore, I will rest. I will enjoy a Sabbath." But these things are almost wholly lost by sin, and we are at this day like a carcass, as it were, of the first created man, Adam. And we retain but a shadow of the dominion which he possessed. Shall we not say, then, that he has lost all things? Who out of an immortal is become a mortal, and out of a righteous man, a sinner. Out of one accepted of God and grateful to God, cast off and condemned of God. For now man is a sinner and mortal. If, therefore, these things do not, under divine teaching, stir us up to the hope and expectation of a better day and a better life to come, there is nothing that can stir us up to such hope and expectation. Let these comments suffice for an explanation of this first chapter of the book of Genesis. In the following chapter, Moses teaches us the nature of the work of this sixth day, how man was created.